It's good sitting in a circle, isn't it? It naturally invokes sacred space. Some of us had a consideration this afternoon around sacred space and spiritual intimacy, and about what it means for us personally and then for us collectively to allow something to resonate in that space, to see what we see when we're living from that space, and then to bring a message to the world in the words that we speak and in so many other ways. It's quite a process when you begin to think of it. We did begin with the spiritual intimacy part. My belief is that that's where a creative message comes from. There are other ways to bring a message, or there's other points of origination for a message, like I'm pissed at you and I'm going to tell you about that, or I don't like what's happening in the world, I'm going to tell the world about that in some way, or whatever. You might say it's all in play, so the world's in play and how I feel about the world is in play, but nonetheless, something goes wrong when the origination of what I'm speaking into the world doesn't come from a place of origin that's clear, that is an expression of my communion with what's most dear to me. That's an individual thing for any of us, and a profound spiritual practice. Where are the words that I choose to speak coming from? Would be the simple question. And staying with that question as a spiritual practice, it opens a deeper and deeper place in oneself as to where those words are being sourced from. And then the more it's true for us, the more we know that it's coming from what the deepest, the highest, the best, the most loving place in ourself, the more that's true for us, the more the resonance of that experience comes on through. And there's something different that's there. I certainly have felt that here in what people have shared this evening. So that works individually. So here we are, however we call ourselves, however we name what we are together as a collective of people. On Sunday afternoon, I was saying, yes, we are a spiritual community, so that's true, here at Sunrise Ranch and with people around the world. So we're a spiritual community, but I believe we're something more than that. So what is the spiritual community that shouts from the heart? We're not just hanging out or being together doing our own spiritual practice or doing something lovely together. There is a message we're bringing to the world. And where are we bringing it from? What's it resonating with? That's relevant for me. And in this picture, to get really practical. So I look to access the deepest place in myself in the message I bring to the world and bring to this community. And for me, that itself is a spiritual practice. For me, one that's been going on for now quite some time. And even just as a spiritual practice for me, it is great. You know, it's an incredible practice. So I love that the opportunity to be in that practice. And the practice is at some level individual, as it would be for and is for any of us if we choose to adopt that practice in whatever context. Together there's something more that's going on. So there's the spiritual intimacy I know as an individual. So there's my own accessing of deeper levels of reality than is commonplace every day. just to live from a deeper place. And then speaking is an opportunity to, just tap into that all the deeper, you know? And it's like, how deep can it go? But the spiritual intimacy is not just individual. So there's an opportunity not just to speak from individual spiritual communion and intimacy, but to access a collective spiritual intimacy and communion, and then to speak something out of that. I think we do that sometimes. I think even tonight, there's both going on. Jane was saying how sometimes when people offer to speak on a Wednesday night, they say, well, I got about 3 minutes. And she encourages them typically to stand up in front of the group and just see what comes. And there's something more that comes because there's not just what they're accessing individually, but they have a chance to tap into the collective spiritual communion and then speak out of that. One of the favorite things for me that can happen on a Sunday is that somebody comes up to me afterwards, after I've said something at the service, and says, were you bugging my room? Like, because I've said something that in some way is an expression of our collective heart, collective communion, and then allowed that to come to focus through my own capacity of mind, which has a chance to tap into collective mind, and then has a chance to speak something out of our collective communion. Now we're in a whole different game. I'm not trying to blast something out at you from my own experience. I'm tapping into something we're sharing collectively and then giving that voice. That's a whole different thing. I think that's possible not only for the immediate field that we're speaking to, but also tapping into the whole world. I'm not claiming to be all the way there on that one at all, but I see the possibility, and I think we touch into that sometimes. But maybe what we just did was an experiment in that. I thought it was real. And I do wonder, because we are thinking deeply, we were this afternoon, about what we say to the world. So a way to think of it is, we're here, we're going to develop our message as Sunrise Ranch or Emissaries of Divine Light. We'll get all that down, and we'll like launch it out into the world. But another approach would be to tune in to what we share with people around the world and then feel into that collective communion and then feel into what is looking to be said. What is this collective, particularly of awakening people around the world, feeling and coming into, and what's emerging out of it that wants to be spoken? Sometimes we're lucky enough with people to hear from them, you spoke what's in my heart, and you spoke what I've been thinking but didn't have words to say. We could do that for the world. So coming back to us, this spiritual community, I could ask, how are we doing? I said that we could name it as something more than a spiritual community. What is this spiritual community that shouts from the heart? What is this spiritual community that is bringing a message to the world? Or dropping a message into the world? And I suggested on Sunday that we're core, C-O-R-E, but also possibly a core, C-O-R-P-S. I didn't include the S on Sunday, but there's an S in there. But we could be a core of people. In other words, people who are bringing an activating element into the world, who are shouting from the heart. To do that, I believe, in our own midst, we have to not only projecting the message out there, but there has to be spiritual communion, spiritual intimacy in our context. There has to be the safety that Karen spoke of and the resonance here. It's a dynamic that if it's happening among us, well, as it was in that chant, like we replicated something in miniature, you might say, as a community through that chant. But actually, we do that all the time anyway. So we replicate it, and there are all the elements that are necessary for the process to continue right here in miniature. And then when that's all happening, we have it to bring out into the world. And in fact, what we're bringing to the world has all the elements that are getting replicated on the world scene, if that makes sense. So the spiritual intimacy we're sharing here as we resonate in that intimacy and see what we see and bring the message we have to bring, dropping it down in the middle of this circle, in the middle of this community, we're doing that same thing in the larger context. But coming back to us, how is that space that is meant to be sacred? Just by the nature of what we do, it's got its erraticism to it. If that's, yeah, I think that's fair to say. Meaning, on a Sunday morning, for instance, anybody could walk in here. And we have people coming here, applying and joining this community all the time. And we do background checks and we interview them, but we all bring whatever we bring. So for any of us who are here, we're looking for perfection, but part of what we're signing up for, but part of what we're signing up for is it ain't perfect, right? It's not a pure play. And in some way, joining spiritual community, if you're not signing up for whatever erratic thing is going on, well, you just weren't looking, or you just didn't know what you were getting into. For any of us who know how this goes, like I say, people are people wherever you go. Then I sometimes wonder, if we really want to do something profound, who do we do it with? Like, who's up for that? Oh, good. Like, do we exclude the people who are being erratic? Or what? You know, how do we do that? And what are we ourselves, whoever that we is, what are we ourselves doing? What is our spiritual practice? It doesn't feel very good to be feeling into the collective communion and having what feels like shards of glass in the collective communion that you're then trying to speak out of. It's like, you know, it goes to a now, what do we do? Well, like I say, some of that's, it's just expected, because it is going to happen. And so in some way we steel ourselves to deal with that. We have to, right? We can't just sit here and feel victimized by all that all the time. But nonetheless, I believe there's a conversation to be had about the quality of our spiritual communion. Because what can happen in the spiritual activation that comes out of spiritual communion and involves resonance and then seeing what you see and then dropping a message, if you will, into the collective field. Now, what can happen in that is dependent on the quality of the communion and the safety of the space, the nature of that space that we're holding together. There are visible parts to all this. So the visible parts are the expression on people's faces and the things that people say. And those are important. And then there's the invisible parts. So, do you feel the invisible parts of this container? I'm guessing you do. I'm guessing we all do. whether it's said or not said, I mean, words are important. Usually, the invisible parts show up in words one way or another. But regardless of whether they show up in words, they're present. This is not my attempt to guilt trip this community. It's just, can we be conscious together? I guess that's the thing. And can we talk about unseen things that are nonetheless in the frame, in the context, part of this mix, those unseen things? And then if it comes down to us, you know, for each of us personally, what is our spiritual practice around those unseen things for us? What's our spiritual practice with each other to create clear space, to establish spiritual communion? It's always been interesting to me that, well, it's the relationship between softness, gentleness, and spiritual, the ability to create sacred space and strength. What I believe about that is, if a person knows they are strong, then they can afford to be soft and gentle. And if the person doesn't know their own strength, it's harder for them to be soft and gentle. Maybe there's a recipe there in there for something, I don't know. But it's worth reflecting on, I think. I am strong, I am solid, so I can be soft and I can be caring and loving. Because if we're untrusting of our ability to be intact, then we feel we can't afford to be generous in the way we hold a container with other people. I think that's how it goes. Whereas if we know our intactness, we know our own spiritual integrity, and we know that that's not moving no matter what. If we have that kind of personal communion spiritually that's like that, then if I'm like that, then with you, I can be okay. I may not like it if you rock the boat, but I can endure it. I know I can endure it, and I can be there for you in it. So anyway, we're at the end of our hour, and it doesn't feel like there's some kind of conclusionary thing for me to say in all this, but it's a deep inquiry into this. I believe what I've just named is important for us collectively. I could add my wish. I wish we could do this better, if you will. And I wish it for each of us that we gain the personal strength to be soft with each other and to hold each other and hold communion together, so that in our communion there is a powerful spiritual activation that drops in. And as far as that goes, I wrote to some folks just the other day about my sense of that as far as that goes, we're only just beginning. In some way, I feel like we've just scratched the surface. I really do. I think there is a natural spiritual activation, spiritual power, natural dropping down of universal love and light in our core here, and that we then have not only to enjoy for ourselves, but to bring to the world, and that we have much more potential than we've yet fulfilled. So it makes me ask, well, how do we fulfill that potential relative to the people who just gathered here from around the world and with those of us at Sunrise? I'm thinking about, well, to set a goal, what could we do for this year to deepen our experience together so that when we came together in this gathering next year, there was something like at some other level that was happening for us. So anyway, I think about those things.